This episode of On Asphalt Bones features a special guest appearance from Betty Brown Boots and Dolly as Iris. This episode contains apocalypse, harm to a child, running away from home. Listener discretion is advised. The Listless Network presents On Asphalt Bones. Episode 12. And thus I stand, listless, in the maw of eternity.
I'm not quite sure that I get it.
What do you mean?
The toil, the heat, the scabs. You find this fun?
Not in the slightest. Well, maybe a little. Sometimes. When you forget what you're doing and you're just doing it. Then you snap back to it and it hurts more than it already did. That's not the point.
Then what is?
Do you see that settlement? Just over there?
Yes. Our home.
Exactly. And as far as we can tell, that is every human in the world that is still alive. All in those buildings. Hell, even if there are others, the ones I care about are in that settlement. I don't do this for fun. I do it because somebody has to. Fun has its place, and yeah, I'm fortunate enough to enjoy the exercise and the routine of it all, but I don't do it for those things. I do it because if I don't, bad things happen to people I care about.
I see. Huh. A younger me probably would have thought you selfish, in truth.
What's selfish about that?
Looking after people solely because it suits your interests, and because you derive joy from it. I wouldn't have recognized selflessness if it had slapped me in the face. Or fun, come to think of it. It's important, what you do out here, Tyler. You have my thanks.
Don't worry about it. We lucky few at the end of the world have to do our part to look after one another. Say, since you sort of brought it up, what is it you do? What did you do before, you know, everything? Just curious, since you speak so fancy all the time.
Is that so?
Yeah, are we, is that just how you speak?
It's all I've really known, so yes, I suppose.
Huh. So what did you do?
Oh, I was a journalist. I documented the state of the world.
That's rough. Who were you with?
Oh, Independent.
Like the newspaper?
No. No, I just worked on whatever came up, or whatever my boss asked of me.
That's bosses for you. Ask the world of you and give Jack in return.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Say, how much more of this is there to do? Half an hour? Perhaps an hour?
Well, let's see. It's currently 10:30, so we've got about 3 hours to go.
Oh, joy.
Hey, a cat. Hey there.
What are you doing?
Psst, psst. It makes cats like you. You psst, 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 and they'll know you're friendly.
Huh.
Psst, psst, psst. Here, kitty, kitty. Oh, no, don't go.
I can't believe I'm about to degrade myself like this. Psst, psst. Psst, psst, psst. What's it doing?
It's nuzzling you. Have you never seen a cat before?
I can't say that I have.
No way. Okay, so they rub up against you because they like you. You've got to scratch them behind the ears, on the tummy. Depends on the cat. Not too hard, though.
Okay. I...
Hey, are you okay?
Why do I feel like this?
I don't know. Are you allergic? Wait, you've never seen a cat before. You wouldn't know. Do your eyes hurt?
They're leaking.
I'll count that as a maybe. Are you itchy at all?
No, I'm fine.
Maybe it's not allergies. Are you just crying?
I think so.
Oh, are you okay?
I don't know. I don't know what I'm feeling.
Mood. You know what? You've worked pretty hard, helped cut a couple hours off what I need to do. Why don't you head back to town and have a lie down? Maybe take the cat too.
Will it go with me?
Trust me, you'll know if it doesn't want to.
Can I pet it?
No, honey, she's sleeping.
She's cute.
Do you reckon you'll be able to look after her?
How hard can it be? Food every few days, maybe some water.
You know they eat multiple times a day, right?
Oh. Still, that should be okay, and besides, she's a natural-born hunter. Those claws have clearly, deeply inconvenienced many a mouse in their life.
Little paws, murder paws, little paws, murder paws. Ow!
Oh, honey, honey, no. Hey, come on now. Let's see. Oh, it's not too bad.
It hurts!
Hey, honey. Do you want to put a plaster on it?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go and do that. Come on. Sorry. See you later.
Oh, it's cool. Now, why did you go and do that, hmm? You know, it's not nice to hurt people. Huh. Hmm. How am I supposed to yell at you if you don't have a name? Emma? Do you look like an Emma?
No!
No. Absolutely not. Joanne? No. Joni. No, not that either. You're a cat? Is cat not good enough? Hey, not the eye hand. Okay, fine. Just a little eye hand. That's it. Eyes. Iris. Hey, Iris. You and I? We've got this. Good night, Iris. May the coming day bring you great joy.
hand. It was a reminder, a curse I had to bear. But I think I've outgrown it. I suppose that this has been a long time coming, really. But still, it will sting. Of course it will. But nothing is permanent. How to start? Dear Julia, thank you, profusely and unendingly so, for all that you have done for me. It isn't easy to say.
So I'm glad that this letter can act as a barrier of sorts. A way for me to try and find the right words ahead of you reading it. The thing is, I have a lot of soul searching to do. I do not expect to return for several months. I ask that you please take care of Iris, the cat, that is, in my absence. As time goes on, I am sure that you will come to understand why I have to leave. There is something very important that I must do, and I know that I have to face it alone. Do not take my solitude as a sign of me isolating myself, nor as a failure of you as a guide and mentor. Nothing could be farther from the truth. Put simply, albeit vaguely, there is simply something to which I must attend. I am in no danger. I may be gone some time, but rest assured, I will return whole and unharmed. You better. There's a place I want to find, if it has not been reduced to rubble. Somewhere that once was close to me. A home of sorts. This place, too, is like a home to me. More so, perhaps. I'll be home soon. Inquisitor.
On Asphalt Bones is a strictly fictional podcast distributed free of charge by the Listless Network under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 4.0 international license. This episode was written by Scarlett Foster, with script editing by Gray Kilgallen, audio engineering by Scarlett Foster, and directing by Alex Abrahams, MJ Scott, and Scarlett Foster. This episode featured performances by Megan Charlo as the Inquisitor, Morgan Greensmith as Tyler, Chloe Peterson as Gabriel, Mackenzie Dillon as Julia, and me, well, doing the outro. Hi. For more information, as well as show transcripts and additional content, please check our show notes, follow us on Instagram, Tumblr, and the website formerly known as Twitter at OnAsphaltBones, and check out our website at www.listlessnetwork.com. Thank you for listening, and remember, much like a gift horse, should never look the gaping maw of eternity in the mouth.